It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Last month, WNYC broke news of a hack revealing apparent ties between members of the NYPD and the Oath Keepers, a right-wing extremist group which stands accused of playing a major role at the deadly January 6th Capitol insurrection. Now, WNYC has found dozens of other current and former police and military personnel who signed up with the militant organization in New Jersey. Reporter George Joseph joins us now to discuss this story. George, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
So first, remind us who the Oath Keepers are and how you got onto this story.
The Oath Keepers are a right-wing extremist anti-government militant group, and they really came into the national headlines a few months ago because many of its alleged members were indicted for conspiracy during the Capitol riots. So listeners might remember seeing footage from that day where there was a group of people in camouflage and helmets marching in a stack formation, a military formation, up the steps of the Capitol. Those people were wearing Oath Keeper insignias, and now several of them have been indicted. So for years, that's important because the Oath Keepers have claimed they have military and law enforcement recruits with combat experience in their ranks, but those claims were hard to verify. That changed last month when a hacker broke into their servers, stole their data, and it surfaced online. We were able to suddenly see who the people were who had signed up for the Oath Keepers, or at least some of them. We started combing through those names, matching addresses, phone numbers to public records, and sort of looking at who had joined the group online.
So tell us what else you found, and who are some of these folks?
So we found a broad range of people. Over 500 people had signed up for a membership form in New Jersey alone. These are doctors, computer programmers, nurses, IT people, you know, all across the board. But most interestingly, we did find dozens of current and former law enforcement officials, police officers, corrections officers, members of the military. And when you look at these logs, you'll see that people were asked to enter skills that they had, that they had learned on their jobs that they could contribute to the militia. So people were offering research, programming support, combat, you know, training, military experience. So the records do provide support to the notion that this group has a good number of experienced, trained fighters in its ranks.
And what were you able to glean from these membership logs or from talking with some of the people you identified about how involved some of these people were in this group?
Yeah, we should note, you know, signing up for a membership form online is different from going to events, training with other extremists, and carrying out controversial or even illegal actions. The limited records that we have here that the hacker breached don't clarify necessarily the extent of the people's involvement, at least based on the membership records that we were looking at. And, you know, some people we spoke to who were named in these logs claimed that they had just signed up, you know, to get news or because they initially agreed with the group in the early days, but then fell out of touch with it, or even claiming they had never gotten in touch in the first place. That's what they claimed.
Well, I'm curious, how have state authorities responded to this, and are they taking this potential threat seriously?
I would say yes and no, Michael. So a spokesperson for New Jersey's Attorney General's office did say public agencies have a right to make rules to address extremism in their ranks. The AG said it specifically is also going to work to look at what they need to do, what changes they need to make to stop infiltration by extremist organizations into police and other public agencies. However, we reached out to several mayor's offices and local law enforcement departments named in our story because of their own members who showed up in these records. And frankly, several of them just didn't respond to our request for comment or clarify what their rules are about extremism in their ranks. So because of the lack of clarity around, you know, official requirements or official rules by these departments, we don't really know how seriously at the local level government agencies are taking these threats. And part of the reason may be because, you know, some of this activity isn't necessarily illegal, but it can be problematic. For example, we found one corrections officer in Passaic County who works at the sheriff's office there who had signed up for the group. He's been in the news previously for joining extremist and anti-Muslim groups on Facebook, but the sheriff's office never even told us if it was investigating this new finding about his apparent Oath Keepers membership, or what its policies would be about that kind of sign-up. That officer, by the way, didn't respond to our request for comment.
George, what is the danger here in terms of law enforcement infiltration, and what would it look like if local agencies were to take this seriously?
So, Michael, you have to remember, this is a group that has had a history of armed standoffs with federal agents over many years, even before the January 6th insurrection. And their ideology specifically views the federal government as a tyrannous force that needs to be checked, you know, by members themselves, a sort of vigilante attitude. And to do that, they recruit government employees from within with armed experience to resist state policies like gun control or lockdowns. That's been their agenda from the beginning, and it sort of continued to radicalize over the years. According to researchers who study extremist groups, there's a danger of law enforcement here, if they're aligned with groups like this, breaking off from the will of the courts and elected leaders and sort of following their own individual groups. We spoke to Mike German, a former FBI agent, who said that police departments should use these records as leads, and then they should look at officers' other sort of histories on the job, their civilian complaints, their lawsuits, to try to suss out if there's broader problems. Here's German.
The public depends on them coming out into the community and doing their job in a fair and equal manner to any potential victim.
Again, he said not everyone who appeared in these records is necessarily guilty of anything. At the same time, though, he argues the government just can't ignore these threats here.
Well, there are many people in the public who hope the government does not ignore those threats. George Joseph is a reporter with the WNYC in Gotham's newsroom. George, thank you.
Thank you.